Skype Radio and TV. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do the wild thing today. We have a new artist that's coming out. We're going to do a conversation about how his music is originating, what his intentions are. He actually has a show on the air now. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're just going to kind of get in the nitty-gritty of introducing a new artist to the public. Chuck, tell them who you are.
King Sky Radio, how you doing?
Doing good. Come on, man. We trying to put you on. What's happening?
Not much. How you doing?
I feel good all over. We want to talk a little bit about your music. We're going to play a couple of tracks and see what your intentions are, but you know, introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself so we get the foundation going, and then we're going to get into your music.
Okay. Well, my name is Chuck. I go by the name of Charlie Rock, MC, on the microphone. I just like to write rhymes and just make beats and just have fun. So that's pretty much what it is. I try to keep it positive. I'm a family man, working man, so I rap about my life, my experiences. So I've been writing rhymes since back in 95, so I'm just a dude who likes to write. I've been writing for a long time, and I gradually got to a point where I started making my beats and still writing rhymes and producing songs, and now I'm trying to share it with the world a little bit, see how you like.
Well, tell me something, you said Charlie Rock.
Charlie Rock.
Yeah, so how did you come up with that name?
Well, I don't really remember how I came up with Charlie Rock. I've had a lot of names over the years. My first rap name was Silent Wonder. and then I kind of evolved into Charlie Wash. My name's Charles Washington. So, and then I kind of dropped Wash and just made it more rock. So, Charlie Rock. So, I'm myself, but just with a little more power, you know. So just Charlie Rock MC.
Okay. So what we're gonna do? We have three tracks that we're gonna play, and the first track I believe is 52 seconds.
Okay.
And in that particular track, what is it that we are supposed to get out of it? Now we're gonna let you talk about it, and then we're gonna play it and kind of get the feel of like the before and after kind of thing. So what was you trying to do when you, or what frame of mind you was in when you was putting this particular track together?
Well, the song that I made for that track is called Black Love. So it was kind of an upbeat, funky, but it's still kind of a serious message about love. So it's about the journey of me finding love and appreciate having love and going way back to 88, back when I was in high school, and kind of just, you know, just sort of nice funky beat, and I put some rhymes over it.
Okay, so look, we're going to play the track and then we're going to come back and get you, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, so Charlie Rock, that was rocking. Now, talk about that particular kid. That was a 52-second cut. It had a little, I would say, like a little space thing going on. Am I right? Am I wrong? Talk about it.
Well, I mean, it's just I try to have a lot of percussion and just sort of keep the energy up, but I try to also keep it simple. So I can't wait to get into the studio and put my rhymes over the top of it so I can actually share the whole song. That was just the beat. Just the beat I made. Some synthesizers, some drums, and just some funk. Make you bob your head a little bit.
Right. That's what I felt. But I like that kind of, like I said, a little spacey kind of thing, expanding and declining and expanding again. You know, it has definitely it definitely catches your attention, and to hear what your frame of mind is. Now, was you thinking about the family? Was you thinking about your wife? Was you thinking about one of the kids? What was you thinking at when you was putting that together?
Well, the lyrics that I rap about is kind of why I rap. So the first verse, I talk about the reason I rhyme. And so I'm thinking about the family, the kids. And then, you know, I kind of go on a journey to where I started. And then kind of conclude with basically the feeling that I feel of being in love and having my family and basically loving myself. So it's about me, kind of the journey to love myself, going back from where I started and you know, why I do what I do. So hopefully that's what's felt when I finish the song and people hear it.
So Charlie Rock, when you talk about loving yourself, you know, we don't often hear men talk about that. That's usually a statement made by female. But I, you know, just the fact that you said that has a taste to it, that we too need to love ourselves. Can you kind of expand on that? I mean, it doesn't mean like, you know, you go and get the 40 and turn it up, or you go get the blunt and light it up. What does it mean to you when you talk about loving yourself?
Well, I mean, I guess the process of trying to survive and trying to get by in life, I mean, you kind of get distracted, you get sidetracked. But fortunately, in me finding a beautiful wife like I have, you know, it wasn't enough for me to just love her. I had to love myself first. So, in order for me to be the man I needed to be, I had to have confidence in myself, love myself like I need to. So that's really what it's about. It's about loving yourself as a black man. You know, so there's so much stacked up against you. And you know, just being able to look in the mirror and love what you see.
I can appreciate how you saying that, because we don't, you know, sometimes our exterior tries to be hard and uncompassionate, unhelpful to your brother or your sister. Right. And what you're saying is loving yourself is identifying what's positive about you and how you can share it, because you're talking about sharing it with your family. But, you know, the word on the streets that you're a pretty cool dude, like in playing basketball, you know, people who have talent, and I can say for myself that I've seen you play on a number of occasions, and you definitely have talent, and you're coaching now, correct?
Right.
And
I don't really play anymore. That was back in the day. I'm all right now, but I mainly coach.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you're giving back something to the community that's well needed, and you know, in playing basketball, for people who have talent, they always want to shoot. But I noticed when watching you play, you don't mind passing the rock. And people generally like to play with people like that. Now you're passing it, but it's a different kind of thing. You're passing on love, peace, and harmony. And we definitely need to get back into that, because that you know, at the end of the day, they've been shooting us for a minute now. It ain't just like last year or the year before last or the year before last. They've been doing this, and, you know, we get together for a minute as a people, and then we step forward. But you're instilling stuff into young folk that we need to share each other and be positive with each other. So I like that kind of message. So look, we're going to move to the next cut. I think that cut is 55 seconds. So we're going to play that and get right back to you, okay? King Scott, radio and TV. Now, Chuck, Charlie Rock, I just heard that, and that beat is strong. That's, you know, hey, I'm protecting the family today, and ain't nothing coming up against it. You tell me.
That one is called pushing These Wheels. So that's more about just sort of, you know, kind of the grind of life and just pushing the wheels of life. Keep pushing forward and staying positive, being devoted to the family, being focused on the family, and so, you know, I made that one a little more funky, and when I actually, the rhymes I wrote are a little more gritty, not necessarily gritty, but just a little more flamboyant. So, yeah, pushing these wheels.
Okay, look, we're going to have to go to a commercial break right quick. We're going to come right back to you. You hold tight. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're right back with Charlie Rock. And so you were saying that beat is strong. It's masculine. Give us a little bit more description.
Well, yeah, with that beat, I mean, it's pretty simple. Just a bass hidden and some trumpets and horns, and, you know, I try to keep it funky, upbeat, and energetic, and not too much to it, so I can, you know, paint a picture with my words.
Right now, that bass that's kicking, I heard the horns in the background. That bass sounded a little bit like a Bootsy Collins or something like that. Is that where you kind of got the heavy thump?
No, I just got it from you know, what I had available to me. I pretty much use what I have available to me. Everything I do it on a simple app on my iPhone.
I see. So a person can go and get an app or an iPhone or something like that. Does Android phones do something similar, or do you know?
I'm sure they do. I have an iPhone, so I use GarageBand. And I just make beats, so I'm pretty much a dude who has a phone in his hand, and, you know, just takes the time to make some beats. You know, I don't have any industry friends, or I don't have any beat makers. I don't have anything else other than just my creativity. So I pretty much take what I have available to me. So I use simple samples, put them together, like, find a sound I like, throw it on there, try it out. I don't like it, take it back out. So I'm pretty much work at my own pace, do what I feel, and hopefully you can appreciate it.
Well, tell me, you know, when you're talking about your family and you're rapping these beats, that particular, the second tune that's 55 seconds, how does that reflect your family? How do you add that in? as to how you feel?
Well, in my raps, I'm kind of, in my rhymes, I'm kind of just painting the picture of myself just continuing to push the wheels, making the bread, feeding my family. You heard what I said, never get caught red-handed, bled branded, and it's tears like Ted dancing, dirty dancing, or we off to the worldly mansion. You know, I'm kind of talking about the family. I'm talking about being with my wife. I'm not talking about being out at the club popping bottles with random people. So it's kind of the same energy. It's just all with my wife.
Right.
So you push the wheels of life, go to work, live my life, stay focused on my family. And so that's pretty much the message.
Okay, so we're going to get to the last tune. I think that's 1:28. So we're going to get right back at you. You stay tuned. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a very interesting tune. We had just a little technical difficulties there, but we got the whole song in the beat anyway. And Chuck, that Charlie Rock, I call you Chuck, I call you Charlie Rock, but we Charlie Rock today. Man, what you put in that beat, is that a voice in the background?
I probably have some singing in the background a little bit. Yeah, I got a lot of stuff in it.
Yeah, that, and I mean, each beat is different. I mean, I like the thump, but it's like you added, like from the first song to this one, you added something to it, each one of them, that gives it its own unique sound. Now I don't know how to quite frame that, so you kind of help me out here. What was your frame of mind for that song?
For that song, it's called "She's My Life." So actually, this song is probably the most direct song out of the three that I sent you. This one is specifically about a rough patch in our marriage. So I'm kind of writing it from the perspective that I'm talking to somebody else about her. Talking, you know, like as if I'm sitting in a chair with a counselor, kind of talking about the journey we've been through And then I ended with the message to her. So, so that one, like I said, is called She's My Life. So the hook is kind of upbeat. Kind of beat kind of changes. It goes upbeat. Then I kind of mellow it out. So it's really got a message of love, but it's also got a message of kind of the hardship and the reality of sometimes it's not perfect.
Well, let's jump into that for a minute. I want to let the audience know that you and Redia have been married for 22 years.
Right.
And when you've been married that long, there are going to be some ups and downs. And that beat gives it a body. It gives it something to walk with. You know, I mean, you're not punking out. She's not punking out. It's you know, we're in this together and we're going to make it work. You also have 4 children and you're not on welfare. The state is not supplementing her or you. This is straight. I'm going to use the word blue collar, but straight work with you and her, making it happen, building a family. And we don't have a whole lot of description of that in the public because they usually see us running from the child support man or down in the welfare office. And I'm not downing anyone that who's on public assistance, but I want you to know that there's so many strong black men like a Charlie Rock that's out here making it happen and doing it the right way, the way the Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ would handle it. So I'm very impressed with that. And you know, I've talked with your wife many times. Her character is just is so polished. And at the same time, she holds polish in her hand to keep it fresh and new, because that's how you get the 22 years. But I'm extremely impressed with how you put this together. And this radio station, King Scott Radio on TV, is going to do everything in its power to make sure that people hear this and receive it. So in closing this interview, we just wanted to give people just a taste of what's coming. And we're proud of you, and we're going to support you with the efforts of not just myself, but the staff and other people, your parents, her parents, the kids. I mean, it's a team effort. So what I would like for you to do is to give a shout out to your kids, because they're so important and they're well-mannered in themselves, and definitely close it with something special to Mrs. Washington.
Okay, well, I'd like to thank you, King Sky Radio, for the platform. I mean, I kind of mentioned to you before, you pushed me out of my comfort zone. I'm not really one who likes attention, but I've been writing these rhymes all these years. I've been making beats, and I do feel like I have a message, and I definitely feel like there's a need for positivity. So, thank you, and shout out to my family, my wife, my beautiful kids, and everybody out there. Much love.
Well, all right. That sums it up. This has been another strong black man's broadcast for another black man. And you know, just to acknowledge the presence of God, Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, we want to give them all the honor and the praise. We get the work. We get to put our hands in there and make it happen with his blessings and his guidance. And that's what makes it on top. Another strong broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you all again very soon now. You hear?